I think we came to the conclusion that anyone under 18 is not, anyone under 21 is not legal in my eyes.
I mean, yeah, that's a very good, whew, that's a very good point.
Oh, there's a lot of them, there's a lot of 20-year-olds knocking around the pub, Aaron. Beware. One long soundbite.
Hello, I'm Ben, and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, and anything in between. Joined with Katie in this, our Quarter Life Quandary. Apologies for Aaron not being here.
As apologies he keeps... for Aaron in general.
Yeah, just soz. Press F. yeah, he's having technical issues as well as other issues.
We're an hour.
How are you doing, Katie?
I'm good. We're an hour deep into the technical difficulties and decided to sack it off.
Yeah, sack Aaron off.
How's life?
To be fair, we've done it with you a few times already, so it's Aaron's turn.
Sure, I can't blame you. How's life?
Yeah, it's good. Been busy. Super, super busy.
With what?
I've had... My phone was fucked, so I had to get it sent to the insurance people to fix it, and they took 2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
So I've been without Instagram, been without TikTok, no YouTube.
You could have borrowed one my old phones. I never get rid of any of them.
Actually, well, I had an old phone, but it was just like, could barely do Facebook Messenger. Barely.
I have a S7 knocking around.
Oh, this was like a HTC One. This was like 12 years old.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I had a reasonably usable phone lying around.
It was literally a potato.
I only sacked it off because it had some dead pixels on the screen.
But yeah, I was like, well, no, because I'm terrible with phones now. They like, as soon as I had it, it was in pristine condition, this HTC. And I had it one day and I dropped it and I cracked the screen.
Oh, great stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to go borrowing anyone's spare phone, and I'm going to fuck that as well.
Yeah, to be fair, it's the phone that I use. Well, to be fair, it's the last phone I had that had an infrared blaster on it, so I use it as my TV remote because fuck knows where that's gone. That's been missing for at least 6 months.
That phone's got an IR blaster as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great time.
I didn't think of using it for a remote.
Yeah, download Samsung TV remote. It's amazing.
That's a good idea. I have to do that.
Yeah.
We're missing a TV remote in the room that I'm recording in. I will try that. That's good advice.
Yeah, I have some sometimes, very rarely.
Repurposing old tech.
I fucking love repurposing old tech. I've got an old S3 with a broken screen, but I tried to repair it and absolutely fucked it up, but I rooted it and stuff and it looked like a new phone in a very old shell, and it was a great little waste of a day fixing that up.
So I've tried rooting a phone before, and I've just never got past, trying to root it, basically. So I've just never bothered.
I've rooted a couple of the old S series phones, and with success every single time, because old phones root really well. New phones root badly, but there's not really any reason to root them anymore.
Mm.
They're pretty usable without a root now, especially with things like Nova Launcher and just other bits to just get rid of the stock launcher. Because I fucking hate the stock launcher. It's so clunky and horrible.
It's just all the bloatware that they put onto old phones. I just wish I could get rid of that and half the time it would be alright.
What's that?
All the bloatware they put on old phones.
Oh god, it was unbearable. I had the kids app, a kids area, I can't remember what it was. It used to have a little crocodile as the icon pack. And it's called Kids Zone or something. And it took up so much memory. And I was 19 at the time. Absolutely childless. Still childless, but I feel like, oh God, 9 years ago. I definitely wouldn't have. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, there's a lot of it. And there's just a lot of Google apps that you couldn't uninstall. And it's just bullshit. Although saying that, I somehow have all of the storage that I could ever want on the phone I currently have, and it's still not enough.
Yeah, I've got my old phone back now, and that's got 64 gigabyte of space, and it's full. It was full up when I sent it away. I've reloaded all the apps, and it's full again.
Jesus.
You just can't win, can you?
I'm trying to see how much my phone has and how much I've used, because honestly, 90% of it's bollocks. I've got 128 gig of space, and I have 20 left. And like most of it, 55 gig is used by apps, and like nearly 20 gig is used just by system, like by the OS, which is annoying. Because I feel like that's overkill. I also have a fucking 30 gig memory card that's a quarter full as well.
Yeah, my system settings is 13 gigabyte and other apps is 14. And as I said, I've literally turned this phone on 4 hours ago. So that is just bog standard to run.
Yeah, mine's 18 gig for system. I've got 108 used on my internal storage, 108 gig, and fucking 10 gig used on my SD card. And I don't know what any of it is. And I don't need any of it. And yeah, I still want a phone with bigger storage for no reason other than apparently I have £1,000 burning a hole in my pocket, which I do not.
Oh, I know that for. What a new phone after getting this one fixed already.
Have you seen that stupid fucking flip phone?
Is it the Z? Yes, definitely want that.
I've seen someone that has it. One of my friends has it. And honest to God, there is a crease in the middle and I hate it. I hate it so much.
There is actual crease?
Yeah, you know when it's almost like a lump in the middle of the screen. You know when you're like folding a bit of rubber? Do you remember those like snap bracelets you'd get? And if you bent it the wrong way, it'd get like a little dimple of rubber in the middle.
Is it meant to have a crease in it? Or is it from where he's used it?
Doesn't look like it's meant to be there, but I think it is. I think it has to be there to stop it like buckling and snapping. But it looks ridiculous. It looks like the battery's swollen and there's just a big lump in the middle. It's horrible. And it's not even a nice phone.
Is it not?
And it's like £1,200 or something. It's ridiculous.
I feel like it's too new as well. No one's going to be able to utilize that for quite a while.
Oh yeah, I said the same thing when the original S series came out. Like, do not buy a flagship phone. Like, the original S series was shit. The original edge display on Samsung was also terrible. Like, I think it was the S6 Edge, and it was awful. Like, the technology was not quite there yet, and it only got good around the 7. And it's now standard, but it's also pointless. No one uses the curved edge display. I don't use mine. I had a little tab with like a quick panel, and it's more of an annoyance than a help. Like I accidentally try and like swipe across the screen and open my quick tray.
See, I always get flagship phones, but I try and get ones from like, I've got one from Google, so it's basically going to be the, it should have as good as it can get for what it, you know, they literally make the iOS.
I think a safe bet's always like a OnePlus or Huawei is pretty decent, except Huawei doesn't have Play Store integration anymore and it's literally pointless. Everything you have to get has to be an Android packet kit because it doesn't have a native Play Store that isn't the Huawei Store.
God.
Yeah. China did a thing and now Play Store's not allowed. My friend was distraught that he couldn't install Grindr. Because they don't have it on the Huawei Store.
I was so close to getting a Huawei as well.
The annoying thing is they're very good phones, very good cameras especially. And if you don't mind installing Android packet kits, they're fine. And they're often smaller than the apps that are on the Play Store. They somehow, the installation packs are somehow smaller. but it's just a pain in the ass. I just want to be able to go on and update things on the Play Store.
There's that as well, and it's a security risk as well, isn't it?
To be fair, I don't install APKs on my current phone, but if I want to play around with an APK for something, I'll use one of my old phones that I've never had any issues. Like, I've not had any malware or any Trojan, anything, like, not any problems, and I regularly scan. So there are, like, reputable places to get them from, especially apps that are free. Like, there's no real sense in people putting any malicious viruses on a free app. If you're trying to get, like, a free version of a paid app, then there's an incentive to put something nasty in there. But other than that, it's just a pain. It's just a pain in the ass.
It does sound like a pain in the ass.
Still not as bad as an iPhone.
This is when my phone broke, everyone was like, you should get an iPhone. I'm like, why? And they're like, oh, because they're great. And I'm like, they're not.
They're not great.
I don't understand why everyone thinks they're great.
Because they're a status thing. Because you'd have to be rich to spend so much money on something that's shit.
This is what I was saying. I was like, they do get the better apps.
And sometimes.
That's purely because people...
Because more people have the phones.
And it's also that it's an iPhone... An iOS on an iPhone is the same on pretty much all of the iPhones.
Mm.
Where, like, my phone and your phone, even though they're running the same Android system, they can be wildly different.
Yeah, but that's partially due to the fact that you can get into the phone like it's a computer and change things.
Yeah, but it's also like, I don't know, how my phone, your phone, and my really old phone will react differently to different things. So it's a lot easier to kind of put something out on iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
And you know it works everywhere.
Yeah, and to be fair, there's a bigger market because there's more iPhone users because they are such a popular phone. But, like, Samsung will make a flip phone, make a, like, glass flip phone, or Android, like, has the expanding phone as well where it literally, like, you press a button and it gets wider. I can't remember what it's called, but it is an Android phone. Whereas Apple will move the camera 2 millimeters to the left and slap a new number on it and charge $2,000. Like,
I totally agree. It's crazy, but I can understand from a design point of view why.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting the.
But they use Samsung parts as well, don't they?
Oh yeah, there was that.
And they also, like, Samsung will do something, and then a year or two later, Apple will do it. And be like, we did a new thing, look at us.
I know, they basically let us test out all the problems and then they just take the best part of it.
Yeah, which goes back to why I won't buy, like, a new range from Samsung, especially from the S series, until it's, like, at least one phone deep.
Oh my God, is that Aaron?
Oh, do we have Aaron?
Those absolute bastards. Technology has royally bent me over.
I can't believe it.
Shafted me this evening.
What do you mean?
Absolutely shafted.
How did you get online in the end? What was the workaround?
So,
did you turn it? You turned it on and off.
No, both my phones will not join this podcast. No matter what I try, they will not join it. So I chucked my iPad Mini on charge that legit hasn't been turned on in about 2.5, maybe 3 years. That has got every update known to man wanting to be done. I couldn't even download Chrome because it's like, nah, mate, you need new iOS. I was like, fuck you. So try turning my laptop on. That hasn't been on in legit about a year.
Since lockdown, when we tried to record the podcast.
Yep, that was the last time that it was legitimately turned on. So managed to get it on after waiting for it to charge for a little bit. And opened Chrome, tried typing in the old thing. Got the page up. It said, nah, your Chrome's out of date. I was like, the fuck do you mean my Chrome's out of date? Just goddamn let me join the goddamn podcast. So I have had to reinstall Chrome. And then the link wouldn't work. and I've managed to go through Facebook Messenger, click on the link from there, and somehow it has allowed me to join. So, good evening, Jeff. Hope you're having a good listen to my ramblings of how fucked technology is. I did hear
he's called Jeff now.
Yeah, he's Jeff. Why not? I heard that Arsene saying that neither of you believe in purchasing new phones or regularly updating your technology, and I can see your point.
I just don't see the point in
until something like that happens, and then it's rage quit time.
I mean, yeah, I was close to just throwing out legitimately fucking everything.
How's your week been, Aaron? Other than this, how's your week been?
I mean, I disappointed myself today. I was like, yeah, today's a good Thursday. It's not, it's Wednesday.
It's absolutely Wednesday, babe.
It's absolutely Wednesday. Of course it's fucking Wednesday. That's how this week is going so far.
It is Wednesday, mate.
It is hump day. Jeff, George, Steve, Gary, all the guys. Yeah, it's Wednesday, my dudes.
It is.
I legitimately thought it was Thursday. So, yeah, a little bit of disappointment, but oh well, here we are.
Thursday's Evil Scarecrow Day.
Indeed. Well, you know, you never know. You haven't confirmed yet.
I probably won't until about an hour before doors open.
I mean, why am I not surprised?
Gigs, people, things.
You get stressed. You get like legitimately stressed over that kind of shit, and you'll just be like, "Shall we go to it?" I'm like, "When does it start?" In an hour. And that stresses me out, because I'll be like, okay.
It's just I'm always so torn, because love gigs, love them, people and being outside, not so much.
I mean, yeah, this is a good point.
It's like the London ick as well. I'd go to so many London gigs, but I just fucking can't stand London.
Well, I'm going to my first London gig in about 2 years next month.
Since CKY?
No, CKY was also Milton Keynes. The next London gig, well, last London gig I went to see was Asher Roth in about 2019.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, so...
To be fair, I think the last London gig I went to was probably Baby Metal. And that was my 21st birthday.
So what's that, like seven years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit, no. I was doing that to take the piss, and then I realised you were so old.
Yeah.
What's that, like 10 years ago? Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a joke anymore. That's no longer... It's no longer funny.
So, just this may be a fuck up for the top for the podcast, but what's our topics been so far, guys?
We've just been ranting about technology because of your bullshit situation. To be fair,
yeah. I mean, the last week or so, everything that could go wrong in my life has pretty much gone wrong in my life.
Technology wise, or
I mean, everything from work being a bit rubbish to... What did I have on Friday? Ah, yeah, Friday was a day from hell. Also got told that I've got a rent increase, so yeah, I was fecked off about that. I think the highlight of my weekend was legitimately being picked up by your significant other so I could go and drink.
He's a good boy.
He is a very big boy.
That's not what I said.
I have it from a very good source. He is a big boy.
Wow. Technology and work have been fucking ruining my life. My place of work is being shared right now with a Bollywood film studio, which sounds really fun, and it's the complete fucking opposite. So they have a habit of just breaking things. They left a fork in the microwave because one of them had never used a microwave before, and that obviously blew up, so that was fun. They've set off the fire alarm no fewer than 10 times since moving in, And as of like Tuesday morning at about 10 o'clock, I haul ass into work. And I do not drive yet. I mean, I will be soon, but not yet. So buses galore, get in, settle down, start doing work. And the whole office just fucking falls into blackness because they've decided to drill through some shit and knock out all of our power. And they're like, oh, it'll be fixed in 20 minutes. We decided to ignore them. It's now Wednesday and there is no fix. No internet, no power at the office. Nothing like up the downstairs where they live, where they work, is completely fine. The upstairs where our office is has either intermittent power or no power, which was we all left. We all worked from home. It was annoying, but it was fine. To work from home, we have to have a VPN. And they did some other fuckery a couple of hours later on in the day that knocked out the VPN. So we've had to like abandon all of our native systems and work in a web browser, and everything's terrible. And I hate it. I hate it so much. And working in customer service, you've got some people that are like super understanding and other people that are like, well, this is absolutely 100% your fault.
I mean, poor me. Poor me. Pour me another drink.
Normally, if like you're in an office before the pandemic and you're in an office and the whole office fell into darkness and nothing worked, it'd be like, oh no, we have to go home and not work. We can't work. Office is broken. No, we all have laptops now. We all have fucking laptops. We've all worked from home. There's no excuse.
Whose idea was that?
Everyone's.
I thought you were the one that had the great idea of give me a laptop so I can work from home.
Well, to be fair, I wanted to work from home 2 days a week. I don't like going into the office. It's very far away.
I love it.
But yeah, normally like before the pandemic you'd have like maybe one or two people that had the laptop in case the world ended. And now that the world ending is a very serious threat, everyone's got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bullshit. What's your work drama?
I mean, I will openly admit I may have been underachieving recently.
you've been phoning it in, Aaron.
Shut up. you know, mixed with a touch of the depression, you know, that beast ugly head reared itself. And yeah, that didn't contribute positively to my working situation.
Love that for you.
Yeah, so it's a goddamn struggle. It's a goddamn struggle. But I would like to make a suggestion. We are on episode 16. I would not like to wait for another... Hold on, let me do quick math. 26 episodes, if you can also do math, to take up our suggestion of what we were thinking about.
is it 42?
Yeah, it is.
I'm bad at math.
I mean, add a zero on the end because I'm not talking about the meaning of life.
So cryptic, much mysterious, very aloof.
We're struggling to get to 16, let alone.
We're on 16.
This started mid-pandemic.
Hold on a second. Technically, we're at the age of sexual consent in this podcast.
What?
Why have I had this conversation today?
I don't know what sexual consent is. What are you talking about?
Why is this the second time I've had this slightly noncy conversation today?
Hey, I never said anything about noncy. You're the one that's brought up the nonce.
I was speaking earlier on and we were like, I was like, it's 16. And they were like, I'm pretty sure it's 18. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure legal age of consent, statutory wise, is 16. But like, if you went under 18, you'd just get a lot of like judgment.
I mean, 16, you can do it. You can't record it till you're 18.
That's a whole different fucking thing.
What? That's what?
I think we came to the conclusion that anyone under 18 is not, anyone under 21 is not legal in my eyes.
I mean, yeah, that's a very good, That's a very good point.
Oh, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of 20-year-olds knocking around the pub, Aaron. Beware. Oh, what a night Saturday was, eh?
When, you know, we went to a reception, yeah, and I got very, very drunk.
I remember.
I did a very weird thing. I went and sat on a random table and just started talking to someone. And I was so drunk that I kept repeating the same thing. And then she was looking at me like, what are you talking about? And I was just like, oh, no, I'm too drunk for this.
Did she have black hair?
I have no idea. I just remember talking to this girl.
Are you sure it was just drunk, Ben?
How's your COVID test treating you?
Clean as a whistle. Yeah.
You know, the little
COVID tests are fine.
The little bottle.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well. In theory, it was great, but not in reality.
But yeah, you were talking shit to this girl, and you just ended up giving up.
Wait, are you sure it was a girl and it wasn't just a pile of coats?
It might have been a pile of coats.
Who knows? I was just a mess. But it was just a whole... Do you know, like, when someone random comes to sit and you just talk to a cold shit and you just look at them like, please go and die.
That was me.
You became what you hated.
I was that guy.
You live long enough to be the bad guy.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, I fully think that we should. Do you have the means? I mean, I'm sure between the three of us, we can, you know.
So you're putting it onto us as well.
Look, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
No, you're not.
I don't know. No, we're not. I don't know where I have. Fuck off! What have I done that's ever dodgy?
You want a list?
I bet there's plenty of things you've done. Oh. Plenty of things you've done that keep you up at night.
Oh. Haunt you.
Don't bring them to the forefront.
Let them die in my periphery.
Yeah. No, you're not even in my peripherals. Way behind me. Way behind me.
Yeah, I'm down. I thought you meant now. I was like, okay.
Give me 1 second. Oh yeah.
I thought you meant now. I was like, well, I've eaten all my toffee-fee.
Toffee-fee.
Toffee-fee. Yeah, I'm trying to say it like Donald Trump says COVID.
No, coffee-fee. Coffee-fee.
Coffee-fee.
I thought that wasn't that the nuclear launch password or whatever.
Yeah, but I rebranded it. Don't remember.
He just got out of an argument with fucking North Korea. He was like, just...
Don't remember, I rebranded it to Coffee Fee 19.
Where's the football? I need to type in Coffee Fee. I need to start some shit.
Yeah, I'm down. But you can arrange it. Because I'd love to see it. Honestly. I'd love to see the anxiety of you trying to orchestrate this.
I mean,
hello, my fellow young person.
I mean,
I would like to buy some of your
some of your wares, and not sweet rolls.
What are you buying? What are you selling? I'll buy it at a high price.
Not enough cash, stranger. Oh god, why are we making Resident Evil fucking references to
I don't know.
Ben, you're the cool one out of us, come on. Ben's just like, nah, I want to see you struggle.
I want to see you struggle.
Yeah. I'd love to see
I want to see you walk up to a random person and ask them for the devil's lettuce. Have you got any, sir?
All I can think of is the exact scene in Between Us. When they go to buy weed from Donovan.
Mummy!
And he just literally grabs the tea bags and he rips them open and just pours it into their hands. He's like, there you go. He's like, but that's just tea. He's like, you're calling me a liar?
You'd absolutely buy Basil, I'm sure of it.
mean, I'm sure you could get some kind of spicy buzz. No, it's not spicy
buzz.
I don't really know.
Spicy buzz.
Spicy buzz.
Why is it spicy?
I mean, it's technically a herb. Well, it's not technically, it is a herb. For fuck's sake.
Are you okay, Poppet? Oh, you...
My life is a mess. And I just realised today I'm running dangerously low on candles as well. So, yeah, the candle anxiety has kicked in.
You can use those ones that you were meant to gift someone.
No, no, because they're gift wrapped and...
You don't want to have to rewrap them to re-gift them, huh?
100%. And if I just take one out of it, it will just look like a saggy foreskin at the top where there should be another candle.
I feel like it's a taboo, but like, buy them online?
No. Yeah, that's bullshit. I want to know what I'm buying. I want to give it a whiff. Because, yeah...
I think I remember your favourite candle, but I can't be sure. It's not Midsummer's Night, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is, yay!
Yeah. The black one.
There's a blue one as well, isn't there?
Yeah. I want to say it's like a Midnight Cove or something like that.
You and your candles, sir.
It's all the night ones.
I was going to buy you one as a gift, and they're really expensive, and I don't like you that much.
Wait a second.
Literally,
I'm your best friend. Exactly.
I'm looking online right now and they're quite expensive.
£20.
They're 25, I mean.
You don't have to go for the large one, jeez.
Nah, I wouldn't cheap out and get you. Yeah.
So it's a case of, they're too expensive. I ain't going to pay for that. I'll go for the cheaper one. Nah, I'll go for the expensive one. I just ain't going to buy it.
I'm not going to pay £7 for a teeny ass little one when I could get more bang for my buck with a big ass candle. They sell them in Boots. What?
I mean, Boots. They
sell them everywhere.
Boots is one of those shops that has literally. It's starting to become a jack of all.
Jesus.
Do you want some candles? Do you want some drugs? Do you want some glasses to look at your drugs?
The fuck does a moonlit cove smell like?
Oh,
that sounds disgusting.
No, I know exactly what seaweed. It smells like. Liz.
Lemon lavender.
Lemon lavender is a pretty good one as well. What's the ones that I've got? I've got some tea lights up in there. They're like al fresco afternoon. It just smells like the prelude to bad decisions.
Yankee names candles the same way that NARS names makeup. Like, they're fucking pointless. I own a blusher called Orgasm. Why?
Because it's the...
That doesn't describe the colour.
That people turn when they're orgasming.
I've got a lipstick called Men Love Mystery. What colour is that? It's purple, for some reason.
Oh, we could have guessed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you another one. Diva.
Pink.
No. Like a burgundy red.
No.
Velvet Teddy.
Brown?
A very light brown, yes. Trying to think of another one that I've got.
I feel like the eye palettes are going to be... Not palettes.
These were all blushes. Lipsticks. These were all lipsticks.
I made it sound like you had a palette of eyes. Get a palette of eyes out.
You don't know I don't. Right, so what have I got at home? I've got so many fucking lipsticks. I've spent so much money on lipstick over the years, and I hate lipstick. I hate wearing it.
Nah, she hasn't even got any lips.
I don't even own lips. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, yeah, I think I could probably count on one hand how many times I've recently seen you wearing lipstick in the last year.
I can count on one hand how many lips you have.
Four.
I knew you were going to say that, and now I'm immediately grossed out. I feel unsanitary. I want to find more lipstick colours, but I can't remember any of the names that I've got. They're basically stupid.
Yeah, I mean, same as like guys' deodorants. They sort of went for a phase of naming them all weird things, and now they've just gone back to basic names. They're just like, yeah, fuck it. Like, guys aren't interested in.
Eau de the Toilette is not. It's still fucking things like Sauvage. What the fuck is a Sauvage?
Oh, what colour do you think Instigator is?
Blue?
Go on, Aaron, you guess. I was going to say Fire Engine Red.
Again, it's a slightly darker, like, brownish red. Yeah, oh, I've got another one called All Fired Up. What colour do you think that might be?
Bright red.
You'd think red. No, pink. Studded Kiss.
Black?
I'm going to go blue.
It's a blue undertoned red.
So, really, what the
fuck? Nah. What about Please Me?
Green?
It's a peachy pink. What about Steady Going?
Yellow.
It's like Baby Spice pink.
Wow.
Kinda Sexy.
Kind of red?
Very, very peach. I just hate it. Persistence is like an orangey brown. Like they're stupid names. Oh, heroin. Heroin's. That's one that I own.
Brown?
It's like a pinky purple. No, it's a pinky purple. If it was brown, that'd be fucking hilarious.
I feel like they're missing out there.
And that's just Mac as well. Like.
They all do it.
Shout out to our sponsor of this episode, Mac Cosmetics.
I would rather fucking not be affiliated with them. I'd be less affiliated with Jeffree Star, but he does have some weird names. For his makeup. Like, I can't remember all the names of them. They're stupid. Oh, yeah. In a Dark Place, which, believe it or not, is black. Pain is Pleasure. That's one name of one of his lipsticks that's it's orange. This one's called Best Hair. There's a pink one called Scripture. Why is it called Scripture?
I have no idea.
There's one called Weirdo. Celebrity Skin is the one that I owned when I still gave a shit about Jeffree Star. Because it's a nice colour. But... And he's got one called Unicorn Blood. And you'd think it'd be like a shiny, glittery pink. And it's just fucking red. It's just blood colour. Why is it Unicorn Blood? Stupid. I've easily spent hundreds and hundreds of pounds on lipstick that I don't wear.
Hundreds. Because you think it's stupid?
No, just I've been like, that's a nice lipstick colour. I'll wear that all the time. I don't. I have a £30 odd Charlotte Tilbury lipstick. And to be fair, it is my go-to lipstick, but I've still like barely used it.
I don't know if that should have any significance to me.
Lipstick shouldn't be fucking 30 quid. It's like 2 inches big.
Have you ever fully used a lipstick, like, right to the end?
One lipstick, and I got it in the south of France, and it was in a Sephora, which we don't have in this country, and I've been looking for it ever since, every time I go to a country that has it. And the only way I can describe it to the shop attendant is that it's the same colour as the inside of a dead person's ribs. Because I saw an autopsy once. I saw an autopsy once! When I was on a placement, like a work placement, and it looked exactly the same colour, and that's the only way I can describe it, hoping that they've also seen an autopsy.
It's very, very unlikely anyone's seen the insides of their own ribs, or anyone else's ribs.
I mean, yeah, but you got to try, right?
I'll put that on the list of maybes for, you know, later on.
What?
Seen inside my ribs.
Where are you going with this, buddy?
I don't really know.
No. Anyway, Aaron, what do you want to talk about? You're the guest of honour now.
I did have a topic.
What was it?
I'm sure we discussed this. Hold on. Hold on. I'm channeling the spirits.
Oh, God, not this again.
Hold on. They're coming to me. Hold on. You've each had somebody recently deceased.
Ooh. I've never felt closer to death.
It might just be you, Katie. Hold on. Let me see if I can hear what you're saying. I'm hearing something. Ah, yes, that was it. So, we're now in November.
No, not November.
No. Already failed.
Dude, it's the fucking third.
Yeah, fuck that. Why should I go not busting my literal balls just because a bunch of weirdos on the internet say not to?
It's like a tolerance break, right?
No. Ben's like, no.
No. No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Is that not how that works?
It's just stupid.
That's not how that works. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I've never gone
that long. Have you ever successfully gone a month?
No.
I haven't even gone a week.
How would you know? Treat yourself to a tolerance break. You'll really enjoy December.
I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah. So, my question is this. Are you, like, shopping, Christmas shopping?
Absolutely.
Is it a case of...
What, like, do you mean actually going to a shop?
Well, no. Do you mean, like, what I mean is, do you leave it all to the last minute? Do you spread it out? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Or, you know, are you the type of person that gets it done, like you're done already?
I'm getting there. The only thing is, like, my family are very much sort of like, I'll tell you what I want and you can just get it and everyone's going to know what they're getting. And they don't tell me until the last minute. I'm like, well, the longer you take, the more likely it's coming off of Amazon. Like...
Jeffrey Bezos.
Speaking of which, what do you guys want for Christmas? Actually, fuck you. You're getting a candle. Ben's getting wine.
Sorted.
I still haven't drunk the last one you gave me.
Yeah, it's good. You should.
Why don't we have like a wine podcast where we just get fucked up drinking wine?
Do you want to smoke or drink?
I don't think people are going to want to listen to us drink and then. We know nothing about wines.
Yeah, no. I'm just
Who's
saying
we this can try we? Just...
no, yeah, don't start. She'll fucking go off on one. No,
I literally know fuck all.
It'll be either a case of should we drink before the podcast and then just try doing a podcast whilst we're wine drunk? Because we all know that wine drunk is a different...
It's a good drunk.
Is a different kind of drunk.
You've heard me try and podcast fucked up. That's not what everyone needs.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
You weren't even aware until afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben was just cracking up.
I was Katie's a bit happier than normal.
I was just not here. I was just
You weren't.
You weren't wine drunk though.
Yeah.
No, but I was having half a conversation in my head and saying the other half out loud and expecting people to know what was going on.
I fucking said this. No, you fucking didn't.
That was so funny.
Yeah. I did mention some of the things, though. Like, I wasn't completely crazy, but I don't know what the fuck went wrong with the mic, but I mentioned Avon.
Yeah.
I was reading out a list of things. Same article Ben was reading.
You definitely did it once, and we definitely cut you off once.
Yeah.
But you said it about three times, and we did not do it three times.
I wasn't present.
Fucking hell. Yeah, so I've only got one Christmas present so far. And yeah, this year I was like, do you know what? I should put in the effort because I got a bit down in the dumps last year. I think I got maybe like two Christmas presents off my parents and that was about it. So I was like, yeah, maybe I should put in the effort a bit more this year. So I am saying this, and this is my podcast kind of bond. I will get Ben a present. I will get you a present, Katie. I will probably also get Eddie a Christmas present and select maybe two or one person, another person, Christmas presents. That'll be it.
You do know how that you have to give a present and then you later on receive one. So if your plan is to get more presents, you need to have bought and given the present to that person to give them time to
give you one back. Nah, see, I'm going for the...
No, all right. Listen, I've been buying Katie presents for a very long time.
I got your birthday present.
Did you get me a Christmas present?
No, I forgot. But
how many times have I bought you a Christmas present?
You got me surgical scissors last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a pretty good present, to be honest with you. You're always in the need of fucking scissors.
Yeah, but like it was something that came off eBay, and by the time I got it, it was too late to get something that was going to take a month to get here.
This is what I mean, Aaron.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Yeah, I better fucking chuck out the candles. Sharpish.
I'll get you a present. I was thinking of the scissors when we mentioned presents. I was like, we should just do a like stupid Secret Santa.
Do you know what the worst thing is as well? For Katie, I'm definitely going to wrap it because then she won't. No, I'll give her the candles, but then I'll also buy her another present that I will wrap, and I'll tell her don't fucking unwrap it. I mean, it'll keep her going a little bit crazy, and she'll be like, oh,
"I will simply throw it in the bin."
I need to know exactly what it is. For the monetary value.
I was about to say, you it sounded like you were going to tell us everything about this, and I was just thinking, is this the same Katie we're talking about?
No, I am. Yeah, I'll get like little Secret Santa gifts because they're fun.
They'll be in the mystery box.
Yeah.
The box. What's in the box?
No, I'm feeling generous this year. Y'all are getting presents. If I remember. If not, I'll just get you beer.
I was trying to think of what I could get somebody who...
Somebody who what, Aaron?
No, I was trying to think of the correct way of phrasing it.
Give us dangle a carrot, mate. I have no idea what you're on about.
Somebody who is a justice professional. Something that'll, you know, they'll open and sort of go. Oh, for fuck's sake, why have you got me this?
Yeah. Something they're probably not advised to own.
Yes, exactly. As a gag like, present, obviously.
Not drugs, but like paraphernalia.
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, because that would also go down like a lead balloon. Right, here you go, here's a bong.
Yeah. A lot of your stupid ideas go down like a lead balloon, Aaron, to be fair.
I mean, it makes me laugh. And do you know what?
And that's all that matters.
That's all that fucking matters. What else can we get?
It does take a lot of thought. You can't just randomly buy something for someone. You have to... There's a lot of thought goes into a present.
I'll be like, oh, look... Here you go. Why has this knife got blood on it? Well, I'll have you know that it was used in a murder. Took me a long time to track one of those down.
Oh, I've been having to put a lot of thought into certain presents recently, and it is exhausting to think of that perfect gift that someone's going to open and be like, shit, you really thought about me.
And what, you didn't feel that about the scissors?
No, I did, because that actually was quite... Like, there was meaning behind them. She explained it. You were like, no, because I remember you giving them to me. You were like, this is stupid, but I promise you, I thought they'd come in useful.
She's mugging the scissors off, then.
No, they're very... I can't remember. I think it was linked to a conversation we'd had at the time.
Yeah, they were like the angled safety scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like... You probably were going to use them for your SFX makeup stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what you got them for me. You were like, it's a bit of a stupid present, but I thought they'd genuinely be useful. And I was like, yeah, they will. And then you got, I think, another person, an avocado knife. She fucking doesn't like avocado.
Yeah. So So
she, I don't know why, but I had it in my brain that she loved avocados, and I was just like, oh yeah.
There you go. I think I've already somehow maybe stumbled upon a present for Ben, but it's quite an intimate present.
Is it a cattail butt plug? That's my first guess. Aww.
Close.
Yeah, but have you got one in every colour?
No, Ben, have you got a piercing downstairs?
No.
Would you like one?
You're just going to fall through the blunt piercing.
I somehow went to buy a septum piercing and
got Prince Albert's sister.
Pretty much, yes. I was like, oh, look about up in my gauge. And yeah, I don't know how the gauging sort of system works. I was like, I think I normally get this size. Let me go for maybe a size up. And I think I may have missed the decimal point. And yeah, I've ended up with Prince Albert piercings. I literally opened it. I felt the box. I was like, oh, they're a bit heavy. Oh, no. What's going on here? Opened them up. I was like, oh, they ain't fucking going in my nose.
Oh, Lord.
And then I looked down. I was like, oh, they're not going through that either.
Wait, did I miss a chapter?
I was going to get that piercing done years ago, and then someone I knew at the time had just had it done, and they showed me pictures of it healing, and I was just like, no.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you have that piercing? Are you in possession of that piercing?
No.
He's saying that the gauge of the bar was not going to fit in his Jap's eye.
Did you go
for like a 0.1 mil bar in and like with a centimeter wide?
No, I was looking at it and I was like, you know, I've now got the piercing. Well, I've got the ring. I might as well, you know, maybe look about getting the piercing. And then I was like, oh, actually, maybe not with the size of these.
I thought you'd either got a Prince Albert that I, for very good reasons, didn't know about, or you were like really into sounding and I couldn't work it out, and I missed a whole chunk of what was going on.
You send the picture of it and see what you you can see the size of it.
I mean, that's a loaded statement.
I mean,
that is horribly loaded.
Hold on. I've sent it, and you can...
Oh, sweet titty fucking Christ. I mean, if you're not into sounding, you better get into sounding, because they are worthy.
They're big old goddamn piercings.
Dude.
I don't know how I managed to fuck up so badly, but I did. It was when it was only after I opened them up and I looked at the box, and I was like, it's like the brand, one pair, Albert piercing ring. And then it's also got a line that says, new. Well, I fucking hope they are.
God. Oh. I hate it. I hate it so much. I need to stop looking at it because I hate it. Yeah, glad they're new.
But yeah, maybe. Maybe, you know, that's something that I might, you know, ask Santa for.
I mean, I know people that have had them, and like Ben says, they're a fucking pain in the dick, literally.
Actually.
And I know someone that decided to take theirs out permanently, and now they piss in two different directions.
Yeah, that might actually be a pain. Okay, I will think on this.
Yeah, it does not sound fun.
No.
Imagine going for a metal detector as well. Just be like, yeah, that's fine, that's my knob.
Are you carrying any weapons? Yeah, my dick.
I mean, I am, as part of my job, I do get in close proximity to maglocks. I haven't actually tried it yet, but I kind of want to try to see if my nipple ring does get attracted by the maglock. Just out of curiosity, not for any kind of fetish or anything else like that, purely out of curiosity for science.
I padlocked someone's ear stretch once, that was fun.
I mean, our mutual friend, I'm sure. Yeah, he got padlocked.
Yeah, I padlocked him.
I mean, he's in that case, he's been padlocked more than once.
Oh. It seemed like a really good idea.
I mean, yeah, come on, he deserves it.
I was drunk. The amount of stupid shit I've done drunk that makes no sense logically, but here we are. Like, I personally have never thrown up from drinking, like, ever. I'm 28 years old, never thrown up from drinking. But I thought I was close once when I was, like, 20, so I just ate a bunch of glitter.
What?
It seemed... I didn't want it to be ugly, so I ate a bunch of glitter.
Did it work?
I didn't throw up in the end, and I never saw the glitter again.
I mean, Saturday night, I'm not going to lie, I did have intimate conversations with the toilet.
Oh, I had to have a word with myself, because I thought I was going to die. That drive fucking royally screwed me.
Yeah, 100%.
And the lovely driver said that neither of us seemed that drunk, and we were just... I genuinely think we didn't seem drunk because we were just focusing on staying alive.
Yeah, we were just like, no.
Hold it back.
This is not good. I am not feeling good.
I'm amazed that I never throw up from drinking because, like, I've got American friends that do drink, but when they talk about drinking, they're like shotgunning, not even shotgunning, but like torpedoing Smirnoff ices like it's a party trick, and like, I'm not gonna lie, mate, that's a fruit shoot.
Yeah.
Your neck in a fruit shoot. There's nothing cooler. There is, like, obviously worse drinking cultures, but like, we've got such a unique drinking culture.
I can only think that probably the Russians have got a worse drinking reputation than us.
Yeah, but like, we drink for any emotion that we have. Any emotion is an excuse to either celebrate or commiserate. Like bad day at the office, drink. Promotion, drink. Death in the family, drink. There is nothing that you could say like, oh, this has happened, we should go and have a drink about it. Let anyone be like, yeah, that's a weird response.
Bad podcast. Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, we're on the 16th podcast. What a milestone. Let's have a beer.
Yeah. Oh, no. We've got to wait 2 more. Then we can legally drink as a podcast.
Yeah. You could legally have, like, wine with dinner, can't you?
Yeah. 16. No, well, we got to speak to an older podcast, didn't we? We've got to go out for dinner with an older podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Our podcast can get a lawnmower, like a ride on lawnmower license, though. A tractor.
Really?
Like the big ass ones. And a tractor. You can get a tractor license.
I suppose.
One episode ago.
We could learn to ride a moped.
We could.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on all the things we can now do as a 16 episode podcast.
Can you still get scratch cards at 16?
No.
Or just gambling.
They changed it.
Yeah, it's
pretty sure gambling is still 18.
I think it's 18, and they're even looking about raising it to 21.
But we can buy energy drinks.
I don't know. They've got. They normally go.
That's 15.
Check 21, don't they?
Yeah, but we can if for some reason a 16 episode old podcast had photo ID, we could buy a Monster.
Probably the sugar-free one. That'd be best. We don't want to get into bad habits.
We don't want to get carried away. We don't want to get carried away.
With malleable.
Yeah, that much sugar's not good for you, man.
You know, we could probably...
What the fuck are we talking about?
We could probably sneak into, like, an 18-rated film.
Oh, what was the first film that you snuck into? Do you remember?
First 18-rated legally film that I went to see, I think, was Inglourious Basterds.
I think mine was the beach.
The first one I snuck into was probably like Underworld Evolution.
I think mine was the beach, but I was very young.
The beach. That was like, was that Leo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like, that was, that. I'm sure that was only a 12.
Yeah, how old, came out in the year 2000, dude. I was fucking like 7 years old and I went with my sister, who was also sneaking in.
Yeah, we want to go see Goofy movie.
Like, my sister would have been 13 at the time.
Yeah, there you go. She was legal. She was just pumping you in. Inducting you into the world of Leo.
I don't think it was... I think it was not 18 rated, but...
No, it was 12.
Was it?
I'm sure it was 12.
No, it was rated R.
I thought it was 15.
Yeah. In America, it was rated R, and here, I don't... It was...
I'm sure it was 15. Yeah. I don't think it was...
15. It was 15. You're right.
Yeah. Because there was nudity.
It's also got my least favourite actress.
I'm pretty sure we snuck into Final Destination, which, unpopular opinion... is one of the best horror movies out there, and I know it's an unpopular opinion, but tell me another horror film that has affected your day-to-day life as much as Final Fantasy.
Final Destination.
Tell me if you're driving... Final Destination. Sorry, yeah. Final Destination. I don't know where I am, but tell me another film that has affected you day-to-day than that. If you are driving behind logs on a lorry, you're going to change lane.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, it could be that.
No... Every time you see it, you're like, shit, no, I've seen that. Not doing that. Like, and it's because it's not necessarily paranormal. It's not gore.
Cast away.
As much gore.
The thing is I do that with a lot of transport low loaders because even today, we were driving behind one today that was full of cable and whatever else it was, and the banding strap was just flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's unskill, getting but well when, away from this.
When you see the logs, you think of that film specifically, though. I know I do.
100%, yep.
It's like when you see like the ramps, you think of GTA.
Yep.
But yeah, and like, I've not been in a tanning bed for my whole life because I watched that film very young and I've not once used a tanning bed because I'm like, no, not trying to die. Nope. Even when I see like fog on a mirror, I'm like, something's coming. Better watch my surroundings. Make sure I don't fucking die.
Oh yeah, I do occasionally talk to, you know, the spirits that are in my flat as well. I just be like, look, don't leave me alone today.
Anytime there's like, I leave a knife on the edge, I'm like, I could knock that. And a series of very specific events could lead to my downfall.
Ooh. You know what they say about a knife that falls? A falling knife has no handle.
What?
Yeah.
A falling knife has no handle. You shouldn't grab a knife that's falling because the likelihood is you're not going to grab the handle.
Yep.
I've never heard that, but that is very clever.
Do you know that's also the way the NHS treats people?
What? A falling person has no person.
You don't catch them. We got trained to catch them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, everyone teaches you that. That's why you hold on to them. They don't hold on to you.
Yep.
Because if they're falling, you let them go.
Yep.
That's standard first aid, caring, everything.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm going to be the first aider at work. Because first aider got pregnant, for fuck's sake. I don't want to be a first aider.
That's fine.
Blech.
Have you done the course yet?
Yeah, I've done it in previous jobs, but I've not done this one yet.
I'm all tuckered out.
You're all tuckered out.
I'm all tuckered out.
he's had a stressful hour trying to get eight different parts of tech
working.
I've just
fucking forgot about it, and you've now just reignited my hatred.
How did you forget? It's been like the whole thing.
Look, I'm very easy to pass by, you know, emotions and feelings.
I got fucking glasses. That's a thing that happened.
Oh my god, you blind bitch.
I didn't realise how blind I was. It's genuinely jarring.
Is it really that bad?
Well, yeah, kind of. Like, I've got a driving test in February. It's finally happening. And I was like, I can't really read those license plates from 20 metres. I should probably address that. And I went into the opticians. They were like, okay, one, you are not legal to drive. Two, I don't know how you've not been walking into things. I was like, well, I have. I just assumed I was an idiot, which is also likely still the case. But she showed me like the three lines of letters and I put the glasses. She gave me like the is one or two better, is three or four better. And then she finally got to my prescription and was like, okay, so this is the prescription you need. I was like, cool, that is crystal clear. I can read all of those letters. Took it off and went, and this is how you've been seeing up until now. Not only could I not read the letters, I couldn't see the letters. It was a white screen. There were no letters on that page anymore. So,
just a blurb.
Yeah, I picked them up on Monday, put them on. I was like, fucking hell.
How have you been surviving?
I have no idea. I don't know how I've been having driving lessons. That's unsafe.
And he's like, please avoid that car. No, what? Yeah, avoid the blur. Okay, the blurs? Why is it rings so blurry?
Yeah, and I've got an astigmatism as well, which hasn't been helping.
Oh my god.
Yeah. My rugby ball shaped eyes have been just doing their best.
Basically, Ben, we're not getting in the fucking car with her for the first 6 months.
Well, I have glasses now, so it's fine.
Regardless.
No, it should be fine.
What? Who am I kidding? Come pick me up.
I was going to say, you're owed a lot of lifts.
Yay.
So are you, Ben. Road trip.
Yay. Oh, we could do a remote podcast. Live from the back of Katie's car. Quarter life quandary.
I'm not getting into this again.
What?
What, the definition of the word remote?
Yeah.
Yeah. I glossed over it.
It doesn't even matter.
So what we're doing right now,
yes,
would be a remote podcast.
Oh, okay. So anti-mote.
Anti-mote. Oh, Aaron. You just do your best.
I meant remote as in we were on the move.
That's also not what that means.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
No.
At least you're trying.
Yeah, I'm trying. At least you showed up.
Yeah, I'm trying so goddamn freaking hard in my day-to-day life.
You're doing very well and we're all very proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Should I talk about the other thing?
I have no idea what the other thing is.
The other thing in my life at the moment. Let's leave that. Just in case I want to listen back to this podcast in a few years' time and I'll be like,
it didn't work out.
No. Or I'll listen back to it and now that I've got, I better not talk about it, I'll go, the fuck was I talking about? And I'll just be I'll be sitting there racking my mind just going, what was it? Did I have a really good pizza in the freezer?
You don't have anything in the freezer. You have such a single man flat.
No. See, I've been good recently.
You have mayonnaise and dry pasta.
No. I've stocked up. I've got some frozen pizzas. I've got some chicken bakes. I've got some other bits and pieces. I've got some gyoza, bao buns.
Bao literally means bun.
Okay, some bun buns.
Was it the Costco ones?
Shut the fuck up, Katie. Ones? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, all right. They might be yours.
Is it the pulled pork bao that I got you to try that time? And you're like, oh, they're all right.
Yeah, they may be.
They're really good, huh?
Yep, they're still in
there.
Yeah,
really, really, really quick and easy to make, right?
They're still in there. They're still in there. I've got
Wait, they're not the same ones, are they?
So Ben, yeah, I've got plenty of drinks also in the fridge as well, like soft.
No, Aaron, I need to address and confirm that the bow in your freezer are not the ones that I brought around over a year ago.
100% they are.
You bought new ones, right?
Did he fuck?
We bought those during when we had social bubbles. I don't. When bubbles started. Oh my god.
What?
There's pork in them.
They're frozen. They're absolutely fine.
It was frozen. I am a firm believer that if something is in the freezer, it is good indefinitely until it is burnt.
I mean, yeah, to be fair.
Yeah. Like, what's it going to do? Like, you defrost it, and then it instantly go, like, the microbes go, oh, this is a couple years old, boys. Let's fucking get it.
The problem is would you honestly notice if your freezer defrosted and then refroze? Would you notice?
That is why I keep the penny. I do the penny trick. Always done the penny trick.
What's the penny trick?
So you get an ice cube tray, and you fill them up, freeze the ice cubes, and then you put a penny on top of the ice cubes.
That's legitimately a very clever idea, because obviously if it defrosts and melts, it's going to fall to the bottom. That's really clever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not heard about the penny trick?
No, I haven't.
No.
I'm not taking credit for that. That is legitimately a thing. But yeah, I heard it. I was like, that's such a good idea. So yeah, as you say, because I had my fridge freezer break last year. And it took, it's going to sound bad, it did take me a couple of days to realise. So I was like, the fridge isn't as cold as it normally is. But it was the middle of, like, summer. I was like, maybe it's just because it's really far outside. Well, I don't really fucking know. But when I opened the freezer, I was like, oh, yeah, it's fucked.
Did my bug video come through, Aaron? My message is still screwed.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, good. I was like, Messenger is very buggy at the minute.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone
yeah.
I don't know if anyone else has noticed it, but Messenger's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I can't send a voice note unless I'm actually in the Messenger app. I can't send it from, like, a chat bubble.
I was having that issue. Yeah, it just kept on saying it failed.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You actually have to go into the Messenger app and not use one of the chat heads.
That's bullshit. What's the fucking point?
I've just seen the picture you sent me. What the fuck, Aaron?
What are you talking about?
The one you sent me before you sent me the podcast link.
What? I've got a couple of other Rosses in my phone, so I'd like to...
Big boy.
Big boy, the Katie's boy.
Fucking hell.
I mean, yeah, I give all my friends comical names because they differentiate from, like, either work people or stuff like that, so...
As long as mine doesn't mention my surname, what my save does? I know what I am,
So, Ben is...
The same thing I've been for a decade.
Yeah, legit. Ben is saved as Bender. Yeah, you're obviously...
Saurus Rex.
Yeah.
We've got the Saurus Rex.
Yeah, the Saurus Rex. My best friend Jig, obviously, that isn't even his real name, so I can quite easily say it.
Dick Splat.
Admiral Dick Splat, thank you very much. He's in the Navy. Who else have I got?
I've just looked at your Prince Albert piercings. They'd fit in your nose after a bit of a stretch.
My septum is still very much intact, thank you very much.
Do some more class A's about that and it'll be fine.
I mean, no, because you know that I've got a very addictive personality.
You get a Westbrook.
Give me 2 weeks and I'll be like, I'll be out on the streets and you'll be like, you just paid for your rent. I'll be like, yeah, but, you know.
dick ain't going to suck itself.
Yeah, I forgot how to get home. I mean, the cunt. Obviously, we know who that is.
I think I do. Mm.
Notorious B-Dog is obviously the person you're going to have coffee with this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Trying to think of what other funny ones I've got in here.
I don't do that anymore. I just put normal names in. I'm boring.
Me too.
Squinty Dickhead is probably one of my easily funny ones. Who Katie should, well, both of you should really fucking know who that is.
I wasn't listening, what?
Squinty Dickhead.
Sorry. There was a funny meme. I got distracted.
Rat Boy.
And who could forget?
Old Rat Boy.
Who could forget Old Rat Boy?
Yeah. So I've called him that for about a good 15 years. So yeah, that ain't changing anytime soon. I think that's about it. Yeah, I keep my friends close and my... Yeah.
Comical nicknames closer?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Also, I'm going to say this now. So I know that I've fully gotten over my last relationship, which I'm sure I probably, if I listen back to the podcast, I'll probably be like, yeah, I've got a relationship. I'm seeing a girl. Yay. Happy days. Aaron's happy. And then, you know, I think it was probably a good few episodes later. It's like, yeah, so I've broken up with my girlfriend. I've fully accepted that now. I know obviously it's probably taken a bit longer than what it should have, but there was a few complications, I'd probably say. I have deleted the emojis out of my name in my phone book.
Oh.
So yeah, that's how you know that ship has sailed.
I'm filling something in, and it's asking for a secret question and a secret answer, but it's not giving me any kind of...
What?
Indication of what it could be. You know, like when you register an account.
Yeah, yeah, but like...
And normally it's like...
Not even a hint.
No, this is it. There's so many options. I don't even know what to put.
As in, you've already answered it, or you've got a right...
No, it's just got... It's got secret question, and then below secret answer, and there's not even... You know, normally it's like a... Oh, your first pet, your first type of car, your where you were born, where your parents were born, something like that.
Mm.
It's got no hint at all. Such a wide open question. I don't know what to put. It can't be anything weird either.
Hmm.
I got really distracted by that dude Francis that really likes trains. Sorry.
Yeah, he is pretty cool.
Mm.
What's your favourite type of train?
He's the best.
It's a C-class locomotive.
He's so wholesome. There was a video he posted where he was like really like tearing up, saying goodbye to two trains that are going to the scrapyard, and I can't.
I saw that one yesterday.
Just not today, Francis. I've had enough. I've had enough today. It's too much. Firstly, it's a no bones day. Secondly, Francis is crying about trains. I can't.
Are you not in this bones bollocks, are you?
I am.
God.
Noodles dictates my mood.
Wait,
for the day.
Hold on, is it no bone day?
Are you...
Mm-hmm.
Aww. Are you taking it full? Are you like calling sick, like, look, it's a no bones day?
I'm reading the bones forecast the way it needs to be read. So if I'm having a good day and it's a bones day, happy fucking days, seize the day. If I'm feeling a bit sad and it's a bones day, I'll be like, do you know what? If Noodles has bones, I can have bones. I'm going to do this. If it's a no bones day, but I'm feeling good about the day, I'm going to be like, do you know what? I'm going to overrule the bones and I'm going to make it a bones day. And if, very sadly, it's a no bones day and I'm also sad, I'm just going to love myself that little bit more.
This feels like 90s horoscope fan fiction.
What if it's a no bones day and you're feeling sad, but it's also no nut November? you're royally fucked, and you know that's also kind of difficult considering.
No bones all round.
Yeah,
no bones for anyone. Oh shit! No, I was wrong. It's a bones day. Fuck yeah!
There you go.
Oh, I always forget that it's where he is in America is really delayed, so we don't get it until like 4 p.m. I must have checked yesterday's. There's a whole ass website that just tracks it, so I don't have to go onto TikTok now. This is the first bones day since October. There's been like 3 no bones days. That's a shame. On average, it's been 58.6% no bones and 41.3% bones. Happy Bones Day, guy.
Ta-da! Yeah, so I am feeling good that it will not be a cold Christmas for Aaron.
I'm glad.
Hopefully.
Oh, I'm very glad. I'm very glad for you.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Regardless, if you don't address the situation, it will still be warm.
I mean, yes. Slightly sweaty.
Oh, God.
I love the way I can just be cryptic like that and still freak you the fuck out. Because you know exactly cryptic. What I'm talking about.
Everyone knows you're talking about railing. Shut up. Everyone and their fucking aunt knows that you're talking about railing someone.
God, see, now you just have to go make it, you know, just disgusting.
Hey, you gave me the vivid imagery of fucking sweat, so you get what you fucking deserve.
What about that piercing?
You get what you fucking deserve.
I've lived that piercing, sir.
Oh, I know you have. I know you have.
Yeah, I know you know. And I do not miss it.
Good. Good. That's I'm very happy.
Me too.
Time of death, 22:30.
Yep. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on this episode 16. Wait, oh, here's a thing before we finish. How should we cut seasons up?
How do you mean?
20s, well, I guess, is a nice round 20s? To end on, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do 20s.
What are you talking about?
You do seasons.
What, seasons of podcasts?
Well, yeah.
Oh, so we've only got
so
4 episodes left of this season.
I reckon we should try and tie up with the year.
Oh
yeah, that's a good shout.
Seasons of years.
Yeah. Oh, let's do a Christmas one.
Ooh,
maybe yeah. 20 is the episode that we get fucked up.
Yeah.
No, that's a very good shout. Oh. We could add a little snippet of all of us saying Merry Chrysler when we're at a party of some kind.
If it makes you feel better, sure.
Yay!
If you edit it, yes.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Christmas.
We're all children Merry of Christmas. Jesus.
Kumbaya,
my lord. Ben, stop doing the coke.